Before we begin, I just wanted to remind everyone just a few details relevant to this Shabbos and beyond. This Shabbos, there's no Avirachamim as we're in Chodesh Nisan. And a reminder to say Kiddush Levana on Matzoy Shabbos, weather permitting. Anyone who had not yet said the Kiddush Levana this week should say it Matzoy Shabbos or weather permitting the next day or the next day. And one more shinui this week, that there's no Bihinoya Mitzvah Shabbos. As this is the Shabbos before Pesach, the only time we say Bihinoyam is if there are 7 days, there are 6 days of Malacha ahead of us till the next Shabbos. This week, there's a Yom Tov upcoming, there's no Bihinoyam Mitzvah Shabbos. This week is Shabbos HaGadol. And Shabbos earned its name, Shabbos HaGadol, because of the greatness that occurred, the beginning of the process of the Geula, of bringing the Korban Pesach. The Yidden took the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, they tied it to their beds, the Mitzrayim knowing good and well that the Yidden were planning on shechting it. Nevertheless, the Mitzrayim were helpless, they couldn't stop us. Hence the name Shabbos HaGadol. And there are various other explanations as to why this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Where does the title of Gedulah come into the Shabbos? I'd like to share a thought derived from the words of the Chiddushei HaRim. The Chiddushei HaRim, he references a Gemara, a Maamar Chazal, as to the Lashonis we use in Shemoneh Esrei every day. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibur, V'Hanoira. We use all of these titles in reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are the titles that Moshe Rabbeinu attributed to the Borei Olam. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibur, V'Hanoira. However, throughout the process of Golus, leaving Eretz Yisrael, those titles, some of them at least, were dropped. Yirmiyahu HaNavi left out the title of Gibor. Ayei Gvuraisov. The Oivim, the enemies, are Mekarker and Behechel. Where's the Gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is it recognizable? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor, but if we don't see it, if it's not tangible to us, we can't use that title of Gibor. Daniel omitted the title of Noira. Ayei Noiraisov. Klal Yisrael is so downtrodden. Where is the Neirosov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was as well omitted? Until the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila came along and they restored those titles of Gibor and Neira, they found even within the Hester Panim of Golus that there is a Hanhaga of Gvura, there is a Hanhaga of Neira. They restored those titles, HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'HaNeira. That's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei every day, and say Chazal, that's why Anshei Knesset HaGedoila earned that title of Anshei Knesset HaGedoila. Because they were Machzer HaTorah L'Yoshna, they restored those titles. Ask the Chiddushei HaRim. Why are they called Anshei Knesset HaGedoila? Gedoila, Gadol, that title was always there. It never got lost. Even throughout the Hester Panim of Golus, the title of Gadol was never omitted. Yirmiyahu omitted Gibor. Daniel omitted Neira. Gdula always remained intact. That which Anshei Knesset HaGdola restored, Gibor and Neira, why did that earn them the title of Anshei Knesset HaGdola? Gedula is something that they didn't restore. Says the Chiddushei HaRim, a beautiful idea. Anshei Knesset HaGdola didn't just restore the title of Gibor and Neira. They also brought to the world the understanding that Gibor, Gvura, and Neira are not independent midas. They all in actuality stem from Gedula. Gedula is the word that's used to refer to Midas HaChesed. Gibor and Neira have to do with Din. Gibor is the Midas HaDin, Neira is the Mizug of Din with Chesed, but they all revolve around Din. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah brought us to understand and appreciate and really feel that the Gibur and the Neira that are experienced in this world are really a byproduct, an offshoot, an avenue of bringing about the ultimate midah of Gvura of Chesed. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they were marchiv, the understanding of what Gedula really is, what midas HaChesed really encompasses. Everything that we see in this world in some way, shape, or form traces back to Gedula, to Chesed. It's all playing itself out to ultimately bring about the ultimate Chesed. There was once a family that lived on the edge of the woods. And the father would constantly warn his young child, never wander into the woods. There are dangerous animals in those woods. They could harm you. The child was a good boy. He listened to what his father told him. But his curiosity kept gnawing at him. He wanted to explore the forest, see what's out there. And one day, he ventured out to the forest. Curiosity got the best of him. And the father was looking on from the window and he noticed his young boy walking into the forest. And he knew something had to be done. He had to be stopped. The father devised a plan. The next day, he got a hold of a lion costume. He put on the mask of a lion. And he waited, so to say, in ambush in the forest for the next time his young boy would wander off into the forest. And sure enough, the next day, the child wandered into the forest. The father saw, and he pounced on him. And he made a roar like a lion. And the child was so frightened, he was so scared. And he was crying and crying, and he was screaming, "Father, Father, help me! I'm so scared. I'm in danger." The child was crying and he was crying and he was crying. And finally, it was Nichmeru Rachamav of the father. And he took off his mask and he showed him who's really behind that mask. "Father, why'd you do that to me? Why'd you scare me?" "Son, I only had your best intentions in mind. If I wouldn't scare you, you'd wander off into the forest and meet even greater danger. You had to learn the lesson. That scare tactic is all the product of my love for you and the rachmanis and the chesed that I want to do with you." This is what Anshei Knesset HaGdolah taught us. They taught us that the gvura and the neira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the chaos and the madness that we witness all around us, ultimately, it's a product of the chesed of the Borei Olam to bring us closer so that we shouldn't drift astray. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah taught the world what it means that Gdula is the underlying midah that makes everything else tick. It all comes from the chesed HaBorei. Last night we spoke about the idea of combining the matzah and the maror. The appreciation that all of the tzaras, the koshi hashibud, is all part of the Yeshua to bring about the ultimate geula. It's the very same idea that's learned, that was taught by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, and it's the same idea what we learn from Shabbos HaGadol. That's really what Shabbos teaches us in general. Mi she'torach be'erev Shabbos, yoichal b'Shabbos. A person enjoys on Shabbos the product of all that he toiled and worked for the first 6 days of the week. The hana that a person has in Shabbos, both on the simple level and the hana ruchni, is a product of the effort and the toil of the sheishes yimei ha'maisa. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, all of that toil, effort, and yes, tsar, that's what produces the tainug of Shabbos. It's true in the weekly cycle, and it's true in the world order. It's a mashal for the entire Shis Alfi Shnin and the Yom Shekula Shabbos of La'asad Lavoi. Mi she torach be'erev Shabbos, he's the one who's yoichel b'Shabbos. The world wasn't created on Shabbos. The world was created on a Sunday. Even though the tachlis of the world is Shabbos, the only way to get there is through the effort and yes, the tzar that one has to endure to reach that Shabbos. Shabbos is what teaches us this lesson that everything that goes on, all of the gvura, all of the neira that we experience throughout the Sheish Yisumei HaMasa, that's all in place to bring out and to produce the gvura, to produce the gedula and the chesed that is the Yom Shekula Shabbos. Shabbos HaGadol, the day that the process of Karban Pesach began, the day they brought it and tied it to their beds, the day that the Geula got started. That's the day that took place on Shabbos, the day that we have that appreciation, the day that we can look in hindsight to the rest of the week, to the beginning of the week, and to appreciate and understand that Misha Tarach B'Shabbos, Yerichel B'Shabbos, this is the day when Klal Yisrael began to be able to taste the Tam Morer together with the Tam Matzah and Pesach. Hence, Shabbos HaGadol. It is the Shabbos that Klal Yisrael began to have a greater, wider understanding of what Gedula is, what Midas HaChesed is. Midas HaChesed is not only the good times, but Midas HaChesed is also the underlying current and what's charging all of that Koshi HaShibud, that Gvura and Neira that they experience throughout the Redu Shana and Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Siyata Deshmaya, that this too should be our Shabbos HaGadol. And we should experience and taste how all of the terrible Gvura and Neira, the Midas Hadin that we're seeing around us, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Yom Elitzar Yisenu Dai, that Noid Molei Demoiz should be filled up to the top already, should be the catalyst so that all that Tircha Be'erev Shabbos, we should already come the time to be Yoichel B'Shabbos. And this Shabbos for us should be a Kiyim of what we lay in the Haftarah. Hine Enoichi Shaleach Lachem Saliyo HaNovi Lefnei Bo Yoim HaGodol V'Hanoir. Everyone should have a good Shabbos, an uplifting Shabbos. I miss everyone and hope to soon be reunited. To be reunited with everyone in Klal Yisrael together. V'yizkor el tzedek, m'heirav yameinu amen.